Ayan. Okay. So, ako, Donna, O'Neill.
Oh my God, kakagano'n ko.
Okay, ganyan na lang kami. Left na lang.
Kumakain kasi ako, guys.
Kumakain pa siya. Okay, chill.
May laway. Ano, kung gusto mo
din. Hindi na, okay na. Left na. Hindi, okay. So, ngayon, welcome to That Real Moment. Ito yung podcast about creators, entrepreneurs, and
wow,
other artists awesome, na who's coming up and wants to be inspired. Wow. So, ngayon, kasama natin si Donalyn Bartolome.
Hey,
and for sure, nakita niyo na yung bago niyang music video na rin-release. If ever na hindi, napaka-imposible kasi nasa top 5 or ano
yan. You guys, yeah, I went up to top 4. Thank you guys so much. So, if you haven't seen it, or if you have shared to your friends, family, aso.
Maski aso. Baka na-enjoy nila. So, Donna, can you share a little background? Ano yung feeling ngayon na you're making this awesome, the awesome projects from movies to music videos and other albums?
Like I said kanina sa vlog ko, I feel motivated, but at the same time, I feel pressured kasi parang what comes next? It has to be, you know, better than the one you released before. So, yun yung nafe-feel ko.
So, may constant na parang, okay, kailangan ko po maghanap na.
Oo, kailangan mo paggalingan. Ganun kasi, ang ano naman, you need to improve eh. Hindi patrong dapat. So, like, yun yung nararamdaman ko. Pressured, pero at the same time, motivated naman na. I feel na na-appreciate ng mga tao yung hard work ko.
Kasi, kisipin, you started making videos online. Webcam lang.
Yeah.
You made covers. Na nag-trend talaga noong time na yun kasi anyone was, you know, parang wala naman talaga sila munang gagawin. YouTube lang nandun. And then you, nasabi mo kanina, super, na mind blown ako na parang it's really for your friends, yung mga ganun, yung mga videos na yun. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it was actually, I started, kasi my dad moves, our family move around because yung daddy ko nasa Navy. So, pag nasa station siya sa, from places to places, I leave friends behind, best friends behind, you know? So, ako pa naman, like, I'm the class clown, ako talaga
yung nagpapatawa.
Yeah, so, like, without that, nami-miss nila ako. So, I made videos for them that I upload to share to them. Parang, it wasn't the to be famous thing. Hanggang sa yung friends nila, shinare nila, hanggang sa, like, people enjoyed it. So, parang, I go, oh my gosh, people like my videos. So, now, parang nagkaroon ako ng friends na parang, ng palaki. Yung ganun. Hanggang sa, napunta ako dito.
Pero hindi mo na imagine na ganito mag-boom lahat.
No, not really. Pero it definitely did give me a purpose. Kasi before, I was just in my room not knowing what I want to do in life.
Yeah.
I thought I wanted to be a doctor or like to be specific an anesthesiologist, but I'm not happy because I took classes na related doon na doon yung pathway. Pero parang while I was doing it, I'm like, parang hindi ito yung
similar
para sa akin. So hanggang sa ayon, yun nga sa videos na tuloy. And then, I was actually just doing it for fun kasi I'm not earning nung time na yon sa videos ko. Parang, it was just for fun talaga. So, hanggang sa, nakontak na ako ng Viva and everything like that and it all. Yes, ganun na.
Pero nung time na yon, I've seen gumagawa na rin ng mga scripts, right? Nagsulat ka or gumawa ka ng mga films? Like, was film and music really something na nag-aano sa'yo?
Yeah, I actually asked my mom during the time I was taking classes na doon kasi sa high school sa States, I can take college credited class. So, parang maki-carry over yun pag nag-college na ako. So, I was taking that and yung time na yun, in-ask ko na si mama, sabi ko, Mom, I think I like filming, ganyan-ganyan. So, can you send me to a film school? She said, no. She said, walang pera dyan. Anong ginagawa mo? Walang dyan. Ganyan-ganyan-ganyan.
Maraming makaka-relate dito.
I mean, it's because, I understand her and she's this way. She didn't support this because she loves me and she wants the best for me that she knows. So parang she didn't believe na parang akala talaga niya walang patutunguhan yung hilig ko. Parang akala niya, hobby-hobby mo lang yun, na tapos ganyan-ganyan, parang ganun. So parang, hindi, you're gonna study and you're gonna, akala niya naman mapapabayaan ko yung studies ko while doing so, you know? Yeah. Pero, I guess, ayun, parang dati ko pa siyang gusto, hindi lang nasuportahan. So now, ano ka talaga, parang, though parang nothing negative about my parents, they are just doing their jobs. Para
I mean, super typical siya, like this Filipino, maraming may experience
na ganyan. No, actually, it's ang difference kasi, ako, ang gusto ko talaga, filming, hindi yung mag-artista.
Yeah.
Yun yung hindi inano sinuport ng mommy ko. And at the same time, yung pag-arti-artista din, parang hindi din ano, sa buong angkan ko, walang nag-artista.
You broke the mold, man.
Yeah. So, no one in my family talaga wanted to be an artist or thought of being an artist.
Yeah.
So, nung parang ginagawa ko siya, my mom was just, oh my God, I don't understand this. Parang ganun. Pero eventually naman parang nilabanan ko. I used that to motivate myself. Yes, you're right. Motivate myself hanggang sa isang araw maging proud sila sa akin. Yun.
Nice. And you before na nag-start ka nito, for sure you had idols.
No.
May tinitingala ka. Yeah. And there's this one video na napanood ko, like,
oh my God, yung kay Anchor.
Yes. Panoorin niyo ito.
I don't watch it. Don't.
Panoorin niyo. Seeing this video, ito.
Huwag naman po. Alam mo, umiiyak ako sa corner. Parang sabi ko, guys, ayoko lumapit kay Ate Anne kasi I look like this. Umiiyak talaga ako. Sabi ko, ayoko lumapit kasi hindi ko talaga kakayanin. Pinilit ako ng mga friends ko na lumapit ako. So parang lalong, ganun. Kasi like, I can't believe she's there. Mm. Like, I'm seeing her. Ganun.
Diba? Iba, syempre seeing your fan, seeing your idol na parang, nandito lang siya.
Yeah, actually, ilang beses kasi yun si Ate Anne, parang nangyayari, kunwari, nung ano ako, umuwi ako ng Pilipinas so I could see her. Galing ako ng Japan noon. She went to Japan for her show. So parang kakaloka talaga. Tapos hanggang sa nung umuwi naman siya, ako naman yung bumalik. Parang hindi kami pinagtatagpo. So, kaya nung nakita ko na siya, parang unexpected pa. And she walked past me. So I was like, oh my gosh. Ganun yung nangyari.
And then now,
kaya parang hindi ko na-control yung emotions ko. I wasn't prepared.
Iba, no?
Yeah.
Pero ngayon, surreal feeling yung nakakasama mo siya.
Yeah, you know what? You think na parang sanay na ako or something, but when she's in the room, my gosh, I still act weird. While we were shooting yung di lahat, my gosh, nanginginig ako. She was like, oh my God, nanginginig ko, ginagano. As in, talagang shaking ah, like, visible shaking ah. Tapos sabi ko, sorry, parang, oh, maiiyak na ata ako kasi, parang, oh, nakakahiya na naman ako kay Ate Anne. Ganto na naman. Itsura ko, I'm sure kasi na she wants me to relax kasi baka she finds it weird na. Pero iba talaga yung feeling eh. But I guess parang I understand. Alam mo, dahil kay Ate Anne, naiintindihan ko yung feeling ng mga ganun din ang nararamdaman towards me naman. Yeah. So yun, parang she makes me feel
comfortable. Or
no, actually, she makes me feel. I love that she makes me feel the way my fans feel about me. So parang ganun ko minamahal lalo yung fans mo. Parang wow.
Mas gratitude, yung iba yung gratitude.
Oh, iba yung pagiging thankful ko lalo sa love nila because I know how much I love Ate Anne Curtis and yun.
Ngayon, pag-usapan natin yung album mo.
Yeah.
You released this song and automatic nag-viral siya. Not just because of the music video, isa rin yung mga lyrics dito. And isa dito sa nag-hit sa akin dito, yung pinatamaan mo si Andrew E.
Sorry,
like, legend na yung line na yun. Na, humanap ka ng pangit, pero ikaw, you did the opposite. How did that come about?
Actually, I'm supposed to, I asked Andrew E if he can join me in this song, but because magkaiba kami ng record label, he kindly declined. And I understand kasi Dongalo Records siya and ako Viva Records. So yun parang I really want him to be a part of the song, so I thought I'll just sing his name in it. Yun na lang ginawa ko. Yun na lang yung way
credit
ko.
Na.
Oo, parang nandun pa rin siya kahit na wala talaga siya. Yeah. Ganun. So that's, but I think it worked out fine for me. I mean, ngayon, the attention's all on just it's my own song. It's not walang featuring, walang ano. I mean, yun yung parang nagiging flagship ngayon ng surprise album.
But yung message mo though, like, yeah. You really made the song not just for ano, di ba? Syempre, you want to share your perspective, your opinions on it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Paano mo na, ano, naisip na, okay, I'm gonna write this music, this lyrics. Gusto ko tungkol sa kanila. Paano mo na breakdown yung
writing? Actually, this, ano, napansin ko, I mean, nag-start ako magsulat nito, ano na, parang, this is, to be honest, 2 years old na ang di lahat. Like, wait, magti-3 years old na siya since na bago ko siya i-release kasi old song na siya. Kumbaga na nasulat ko. Na kailangan lang, ano, bigyan ng push.
Okay.
So, inisip ko din, parang, ang dami, internationally kasi, na dinedegrade na ang women eh. Especially in a lot of songs. Parang, ano ba, parang I feel like parang wala bang nanay itong mga writers na to. Grabe naman. Okay lang, like, from time to time, kasi there are women na
pero
talaga
nakakapan.
Hanggang nagiging trend na siya, parang wait lang, I need to break that trend. Parang, hello, parang tama na muna yung mga negative comments or songs about women. Yun.
So yung parang objectification ba? Parang nag,
hindi lang objectification is about no, it's not really about yung physical pero yung paano ba yung reputation ng ano women parang sasabihan mo ng hindi loyal parang hindi ko na appreciate yun na ganoon.
Ngayon, what would be your advice for those people na who wants to try out this. Want to be a creator, wants to be an artist. Syempre, there are thousands of musicians, talented Filipinos, who wants to get known, their talents to be seen. Sayo, what would be that message for them?
Okay. I think my message for you guys is you just make sure that you really want to do it, that you really love it and not because it's a trend. Kasi if you really love it and you're doing it, you know. When the time comes na hindi na siya trend, you'll still be happy. But if you only did it because it was a trend, you won't be happy. You'll regret it. You're gonna waste wasted your time, you know. So make sure na this makes you happy. So, yun lang.
Kahit magpakapuyet ka, as long as you love it.
Kahit walang nanood ng video mo, if you made that and you're happy doing it, or yun yung importante. Like, you're happy doing what you love to do, not just because it's a trend.
Guys, keep that in mind. Super thank you, Donna.
Ay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much din sa mga knowledge and tips na bibigay mo. For sure, everyone can relate to it. See, can you please plug about your music, your latest music videos na i-release, right?
Hey guys, if you guys seen the music video, Di Lahat, thank you so much. Magta 2 million na po tayo, or it's probably about to hit 2 million this moment. So thank you guys so much for watching. If you haven't seen it, please watch Di Lahat. And if bitin pa sa inyo yung Di Lahat, go check out the surprise album. Nandun din yung Di Lahat. So you'll also get to hear yung what my other songs are about. Yun
guys, follow nyo lang. I'll put all the descriptions for Donna and sa Spotify here on That Real Moment and on my YouTube channel, O'Neill on Real. Marami tayong makikita doon. And super thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Ayun.
Bye guys. Bye. Subscribe.
Thank you, Donna.
Ring the notification bell. Bye. Bing.